Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steven. We got more breaking news here. We got a Canadian province that's about to hold a referendum that could shatter North America as we know it. Alberta, Canada's oil powerhouse, is seriously considering independence. And the data reveals something that Ottawa does not want you to know about. This is not just separatist fantasy anymore. This is economic reality. Before we dive into the most significant political earthquake brewing in North America as we speak, if you are new here, welcome to our channel. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. It'd be an honor to have you as a regular part of our community. We got breaking news and analysis you're not going to find anywhere else. Today, I want to break down why Alberta's independence movement has become one of the most underestimated political forces on the continent, and why it could reshape the balance of power between the United States and Canada forever. So let's start with the numbers the mainstream media won't tell you about. Alberta isn't just another Canadian province. It is an economic superpower hiding in plain sight. With a GDP of $336 billion, Alberta single-handedly generates nearly 14% of Canada's entire economic output, even though it's only 11% of its population. It's often referred to as the Texas of Canada. They produce 4.2 million barrels of oil per day. That's 1.5 billion barrels annually. Now, to put that in perspective, that's more oil than most OPEC nations produce. Alberta's energy sector alone contributes $71 billion to Canada's GDP. Without Alberta, Canada, frankly, would be just another cold, resource-poor nation struggling to stay relevant on the world stage. Alberta is the golden goose of the Great White North, hands down. Now, here's where it gets absolutely infuriating for Albertans. From 2007 to 2022, Alberta sent nearly $250 billion more to Ottawa than it received back in federal spending. Now, that's not a typo. $244.6 billion to be exact. That's more than five times what Ontario contributed, despite Ontario having three times Alberta's population. In 2022 alone, Alberta contributed $14.2 billion more to federal revenue than it received back. That's over $3,000 for every man, woman, and child in Alberta being sent to Ottawa to fund programs in other provinces. Meanwhile, Quebec, which received $13.2 billion in what are called equalization payments. These are basically redistributive payments that ensure all provinces can provide comparable public services at similar tax levels, despite differences in their fiscal capacity. Well, despite Quebec getting an inordinate amount of money in equalization payments coming from Alberta, Quebec continues to block Alberta's pipelines, all the while living off of Alberta's wealth. So if Alberta were treated like an average province instead of a cash cow, the federal government would face a $17 billion annual shortfall. So simply put, Alberta is subsidizing the entire Canadian Confederation. Now, here's where the story gets very interesting. The latest Angus Reid poll shows that 36% of Albertans now support independence, but that's just the beginning. Among conservative voters, that number jumps to 65%. So we're talking about a supermajority, the provincial governing party's base supporting separation. But let's dig deeper into those numbers. 19% of Albertans are all in. They want to leave Canada. 17% lean toward leaving, making up the 36%. That is not fringe territory anymore. That is a legitimate political movement with real momentum. We often talk in this channel about something called tipping point theory, which argues that you only need about 30% of a population to effectively usher in a new paradigm. Studies show that if there's a broad consensus, that consensus can shift if just 30% are all in on a new paradigm. That's exactly what Albertan secession is, 36%. And here's the part that should terrify Ottawa. Support for Western separation has been steadily growing. The more Albertans learn about their raw deal in the Confederation, the more they want out. Recent polls show that 62% of Albertans believe other Canadians do not understand why they feel so alienated. That's not just political grievance. That's the foundation of an independence movement. But here's where this story takes a dramatic turn. President Trump's suggestion that Canada should become America's 51st state isn't just presidential bluster. It's creating a third option that's driving separatist sentiment through the roof. Recent polling shows that nearly 20% of Albertans now support joining the United States as the 51st state. Now, that might sound small, but think about it. 1 in 5 Albertans would rather be American than Canadian. Billboards across Alberta now read, "Let's join the USA." And separatist groups are organizing trips to D.C. to discuss union with U.S. officials. And the logic is actually rather simple. Why struggle to build a new country from scratch when you could just turn around and join the world's most powerful economy? Alberta already trades more with the United States than with the rest of Canada's provinces combined. Culturally, Alberta has more in common with Montana and Texas than it does with Quebec or the Maritime provinces. The economic incentives for joining are absolutely overwhelming. So where do we stand in all of this? Well, Premier Danielle Smith has now officially opened the door to an independence referendum in 2026. So thanks to Bill 54, the threshold for triggering a referendum has been lowered from 600,000 signatures to 177,000. The Alberta Prosperity Project is already organizing petition drives and expects to meet that threshold sometime this summer. Simply put, this is not theoretical anymore. We are looking at a real referendum within 18 months. And unlike Quebec's separatist movement a couple of decades ago, which was driven by cultural nationalism, Alberta's movement is driven by cold, hard economics. When 65% of the governing party's voters support separation, you're not dealing with a fringe movement anymore. It's become mainstream. Now, as far as Prime Minister Mark Carney is concerned, I mean, the federal government, frankly, just has no good options. They can't ignore a legitimate referendum. Secession has been deemed constitutional by Canada's Supreme Court. They can't ignore a legitimate referendum, but they can't afford to lose Alberta either. Without Alberta's $250 billion in net contributions, the entire Canadian welfare state collapses. And for us, for Americans, I think this is what Trump was always trying to accomplish here with the 51st state rhetoric the whole time. He wants Alberta. He doesn't want Ottawa. He doesn't want Quebec. He wants Alberta. He wants a new state with 4.6 million people, 13.5% of North America's oil production, and a conservative political culture that's more akin to bringing in another Texas into the union. Alberta would immediately become America's second largest oil-producing state after Texas. The strategic implications are staggering. China loses access to Canadian oil overnight. Russia's energy leverage in North America disappears overnight. And the U.S. gains a massive buffer zone between any future Chinese expansion in the Arctic. But here's the real interesting part. Alberta joining the United States would likely trigger a domino effect. Saskatchewan, with its massive grain production and conservative politics, would almost certainly follow. And suddenly now you're looking at the western half of Canada, Wexit, joining the United States, while the eastern half becomes a rump state dependent on U.S. trade and security. The Alberta independence movement is not just about provincial grievances. It's about the future of North America as a civilization. For the first time since the Civil War, we're actually looking at the possibility of the continental map being redrawn around economic and political lines. Now, of course, the legacy media wants you to think this is all impossible or improbable, but the numbers don't lie. When a province contributes $250 billion more than it receives, when 65% of the governing party supports separation, when 36% of the population wants out, you're not dealing with fantasy. You're dealing with an inevitable political reality. So what do you think? Do you think we're going to see a 51st state in the next 18 months? Let me know in the comments below. And I want you to continue to enjoy the most wonderful 4th of July weekend imaginable in the golden era. Let the parties go on and on and on. God bless.